All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I'm going to talk about a couple of features that are included with your LibKey Discovery subscription. We're just going to kind of go over what they are, a little bit about how to set them up and how they work. And then I can set you loose on your own systems. Okay, so LibKey Link, what is it? LibKey Link, I'm letting people in. LibKey Link is a link resolver accelerator that provides more efficient access to your electronic resources. It's capable of using two modes, PDF Express and Format Chooser. Format Chooser is the default mode. And there are good reasons for that, and we'll go over that. For LibKey Link to work, the requested article must fit all three of these criteria. It must be requested via an open URL that contains either a valid DOI or PMID, and be available from a subscribed source held by your library, or be an open access article. And it must be in a journal that is supported by LibKey. And there are many. So what is LibKey.io? It is a website, actually, that provides direct access to article resolution technology used by LibKey Link, so that your researchers and librarians and even like interlibrary loan staff could bookmark it and use it to search DOIs and PMIDs anytime they want without going through Primo, et cetera. So on this website, the users will choose an institution affiliation. The only time they have to do this is if they've never used a LibKey link through your institution before. If they have, then they'll automatically be affiliated with your institution. Once the user is affiliated, they can search DOIs or PMIDs directly through the LibKey.io website and access content from there if it's available through their institution. Two basic syntaxes for the links are used. The wavless includes your library ID in the link so that when people click on it, they'll automatically be affiliated with your institution if they've not already. The universal link is basically the libkey.io homepage plus a DOI or PMID. So the link just kind of basically does the search for you for the DOI or PMID without affiliating you with an institution. So Format Chooser versus PDF Express. The Format Chooser is the default setup, and it provides multiple format options when available, as well as the option to view the article context through browsing. Download PDF, as it seems to, it provides access to the PDF, period, which most users probably do prefer. The article link takes the user to the article within the publication, so some users may prefer this if they're looking for additional supplements, data sets, cited references, or other materials that are available on the publisher site, but not in the PDF. and users can check automatically, remember, format choice for 24 hours. And then they will not, as long as they're in the same browser and they're accessing a LibKey link, they will not have to choose the format again for that 24 hours. Which can mean one-click access during that time. The view article in context will actually take you to the journal site, which shows it in the context of all the other articles in that issue, as well as giving you access to other issues and volumes of that journal. So it really is kind of like a one-stop shop. You can choose your adventure. Now, PDF Express, it can be set up instead of Format Chooser, but only if you're sure that all of your users will always prefer a PDF. And the nice thing about this is that the user never sees any LibKey interface. And if a PDF is available, they're taken straight to it. If no PDF is available, however, the request is forwarded to your campus link resolver, and then, you know, they have to go through the whole process to get the article. There is also a difference between Format Chooser and PDF when it comes to Unpaywall. Format Chooser will connect to Unpaywall automatically if no LibKey links can be found. And this connection happens only after exhausting all library holdings and Gold OA journals. If the article is not found in Unpaywall, then LibKey will revert back to the campus's link resolver. And automatic preferences do not apply to Unpaywall. So, and PDF Express does not consult Unpaywall data at all. It will just simply revert back to your campus link resolver. So LibKey.io, this is your basic, you know, the LibKey.io homepage. If you are an affiliated user, this is what you would see. And then, of course, you would just search for the DOI or PMID right down here. And if your organization has access to it, it will take you to the Format Chooser page. Now, as I said, there are two basic linking syntaxes, but I included the home page in here simply because it's very easy to remember, and you can direct a user to it, and they'll be able to self-affiliate if they haven't already affiliated with an institution. But the waveless linking, this is recommended for linking to LibKey.io from your library homepage or databases A to Z list. Because it has the library ID in it, it will automatically affiliate the user with your institution if they're not affiliated. And it can be bookmarked for ILL to quickly check availability for articles if the DOI is present in the request. And in case you are wondering, your library ID would have been included in your original welcome email from Third Iron, or you can ask me. It's also in the JavaScript in your discovery view, but I don't recommend going in there unless you have experience with that. The universal linking, like I said, it's just the LibKey.io homepage plus the DOI or PMID. It has no library identifier in there. So you could use this link to share, say, your scholarly work with on your CV page if you were faculty, or if you were posting your articles in social media, then anybody from around the world could click on that link and affiliate with their institution and get access to that article if they have their institution has access to that. There's a little note that I just have to copy and paste into the notes here because it's too long for me to remember. So this is a note from Third Iron. It says, if the user is one of more than 10 million researchers in 30 plus countries around the world with a subscription to LibKey, they will be able to fully use their organization's access to get full text. If their organization is not a subscriber to LibKey, LibKey still builds in knowledge of open access alternatives so that a potential route to the submitted manuscripts can be provided. Additionally, a DOI.org resolved link is also provided in case the user has a mechanism to gain access external to the LibKey route. So even if you're not a LibKey subscriber, LibKey will give you options.
Yvonne, there was a question in the chat. Do you have time for a question? No, that's okay. It's hard to see when you're presenting.
Thank you.
Jen Parker had a question. Sorry, I missed the first minute or two. Is this free with our existing LibKey browsing or an extra charge?
It's free. It's included in your subscription. Okay, so LibKey.io, this is like an example of the experience. So a Google search result for a plain old DOI will bring you to a Google result page. You're welcome, Jen. Thanks. And as you can see, it brought up the article, and it's a Wiley article, and likely if I clicked on this, it would bring me to a paywall. So with the using the Wayfless link with the DOI in there, the affiliated user will be brought to the format option, the format chooser page, where they can access the article. Using the universal link with that DOI, the affiliated user is taken to the same page, same experience. With the universal link and an unaffiliated user, they would be taken to this page, shown that the article is available, that they found it, and asked, they'd be asked to affiliate before going in to access the article. But in either case, you're going to be asked to authenticate before you actually ask it, access the article. So setting it up, I gave you a link to the form. Didn't do a screenshot of the form, but basically you're going to need two pieces of information. You're going to need your library ID from the Third Iron welcome email that you got, or you can ask me, and your link resolver base URL. So this is the syntax for that. I'm sure it looks familiar to most of you. And then just remember that the default setup is for format chooser. So if you do want PDF Express, you'll need to say so in the additional questions and comments. And soon after, usually the same day, you'll receive an email from Third Iron containing your LibKey link URL, which looks like this. And then you're just going to copy that URL and replace your link resolver base URL in whatever vendors you want. Now, LibKey supports a lot of vendors, but you may choose to just do like the really big ones and leave those little ones as they are. It's really up to you how much you want to dig into this. So I thought I'd do a couple of examples of setup. Google Scholar is probably the easiest one. This one is actually in Alma, and you're just going to go to Resources, Publishing Profiles, select Edit from the Ellipses menu next to the Publish Electronics Records to Google Scholar, and then simply replace your open URL based field with the LibKey link URL and save it. And it takes a couple of days for Google Scholar to pick that up. It doesn't take that long. I think it was a couple of days, maybe 3 days. And then once it is, and as long as you are affiliated with your institution in Google Scholar, you'll see these find it at your institution links. And when you click on one, you'll be taken to the format chooser. So that's Google Scholar. And the other one I decided to demo is Science Direct because it was a bit complicated. We had trouble getting it working. And I think, you know, the Third Iron screenshots maybe were a little out of date and weren't matching our experience as we were setting it up. So I thought I'd demo this one. So you're going to need access to the Elsevier admin tool. And on the admin tool homepage, you're going to immediately click on Science Direct, and then under linking, click link resolvers. I don't need to read this whole thing to you, but I'll show you in the next slides what it looks like. So I guess the thing that I really want to say on this page is, make sure that you're using Open URL, Open Resolver standard. Link resolver. And that was our major problem. For some reason, Elsevier, or maybe it was just a holdover, Elsevier mistakenly enabled the Open URL article linker standard, And we kept getting an error saying that we weren't a serial solutions client. So it is, you definitely want to use this link resolver and make sure none other are disabled or enabled. And unfortunately, it takes 15 days for these changes to take effect. So this is the screenshot of the admin tool. This is the very first page that you would see when you get in there. You're just going to click on Science Direct and click on Link Resolvers under Linking, not under Branding. And then when you're in there, you'll see a table and it'll say Enabled. And these are the lists of link resolvers. You're going to choose this one. Enable it and put your libkey link in there and save it. And I've listed a few helpful links here, including instructions for how to replace your URL in common databases. And these will also tell you, they'll link out to a list of all of the available, all of the vendors that LibKey supports. And I thought at this point I would just do a little demo. To show you how this might play out. Let's see. Oh, I see Brenda has a question. What is the advantage of configuring the link resolver in Elsevier or Science Direct with LibKey as opposed to the Ex Libris link resolver? It's just a faster, it's an accelerator. So you're gonna be taken straight to something. Let me just do a search here and I'll show you what it would do. So you're in your database and you have links to PDF full texts, like then you get a link to find full text. You're going to click on that and, you know, instead of going through this whole series of links, you're going to be taken right to the format chooser page because LibKey is going to look for it and then get it for you. It's kind of just a more direct accelerated way of accessing things. Does that answer your question, Brenda? Yes, exactly.
Okay. There was also a question from Michelle. Did you see
yep,
that?
Yep. Okay. I'm about to get to
great,
that.
Thanks. Okay.
So you're replacing your Alma link resolver with the LibKey one, right? Yes, you are. And because you gave your Alma link resolver to LibKey, it knows that that's the last resort and will take you there if you don't have access through LibKey. Exactly correct, Michelle. Thank you for putting that so succinctly. Beautiful. So I can show you, this one doesn't have a PDF option. So I'll just click through here and see what we got here. Oh no, that was a good option, a good example. Well, it should have taken me, and it would normally. I think this is pretty. I don't know why it didn't work. I should have checked. Michelle, thank you. Sorry about that. Let's try another one. I'll try another one. Something obscure with like Cobb. See if we can get this to work. Okay, so in that case, it fell back on our link resolver. Yeah, good point, Michelle. But well, you could see that it did fall back on our campus link resolver, and I'm sorry that I didn't have a working one for you. I just thought that it would work if I clicked on there. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Yvonne, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, just because this is faster than typing. So we're using the citation linker right now in Alma, and I'm wondering if we should maybe replace that with the link to this. Do you think it would give better data? The citation linker lets you look up DOIs or whatever.
That's a really good question, and I didn't think of it. Of that. So I'm going to look into that and get back to you on it.
Okay. I mean, I could always put it in a test version and try it out myself. Thanks.
Okay.
Jen,
sure.
You mean in the header? So you'd replace your header link to the citation linker to the this one?
Possibly. If I knew it was going to resort back to essentially the same data anyway, if we don't have access.
So it would take you, yeah, it would take you out of Primo and then back into Primo if you didn't have access to it. So, but it'd be worth playing with it. I'd be curious. So if you play with it, could you like post it somewhere so we can see your results?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Hi, Yvonne. This is Brenda. Is it okay if I'm just asking verbally?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Feel free.
So I wanted to just go back to what you were describing about the format chooser versus PDF Express. Am I interpreting this correctly that you choose one or the other? So I'm thinking for my institution at a community college, the PDF format is greatly preferred. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking if we wanted to configure that, I don't think there's an issue there for the fact that it doesn't check on paywall. But I wanted to confirm, you said if the PDF isn't available, it kicks back to Primo. Right?
Yes. Yep. It'll revert back to your campus link resolver.
So that seems like a pretty good option for us. Do you see, is the main concern that the paywall is not checked? Is that the main disadvantage, I guess, of choosing PDF Express?
Well, if you get an article that doesn't have a PDF and you're using the format chooser, you may have access to it through an article link or, you know, through browsing in context. And those are not given to you if you specifically say that all you want is PDFs, you don't get the other choices. So it may cut down on the amount that your users can access.
So it doesn't seem like that would be a wise choice. It may cut down on full text access that's not PDF.
Well, so it would revert back to your link resolver, and then they would have to take those steps again instead of being directly,
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. And also I want to note if you have certain vendors that you really just only want PDFs from and you're really sure about that, there is an override URL you can mess around with, you know, configuring specific vendors to override to PDF Express if you want to go that route and have a blended experience.
Thanks. That's probably beyond my capabilities.
Does anyone ever have any more questions or? No? Okay, I am gonna stop the recording.